Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And coming up, we'll have a few different segments. A little later on, we'll hear from Jamie Ramsey, Riley County Senior Service Center, and the Riley County Health Department as well. We've got, starting off, though, Greg McClure, the K-State Riley County Extension Ag Agent, joining us here this morning. Good to have you, Greg.
Good morning, Brandon.
And
good to be back.
Yes. It's been a long time. We were just talking. I haven't seen Greg probably in about 4 months or so. So it's been.
Yeah, I asked Brandon to turn the video on so I could actually see and talk to him instead of talking to a blank screen.
There you go. It's nice because we're so disconnected. We don't get to see people anymore in studio, and this is nice.
Different deal.
Yeah. Well, let's talk here. I know you got a lot of things you want to highlight this morning. We'll start first with Coffee Shop Agronomy coming up on January 28th.
Yeah, that'd be next Thursday, our next Coffee Shop Agronomy meeting. You know, we've done these in person for many years, and this year we're giving those a shot as a virtual presentation. So those are on Zoom. It's going to make that a little more accessible to a lot more people. I think it's a little different format, though, than what we're used to. But the next topic is plant tissue testing to fine-tune fertility programs. And so something that has been around for a while, but I really think is more and more starting to take off. You know, we do soil testing to determine the soil fertility, but we can also do tissue testing on plants to see what might be deficient and adjust our fertility accordingly. Dr. Dave Mingle will be the presenter that day. Dave is a retired soil fertility specialist at K-State, still kind of my go-to guy for soil fertility stuff. And so that's a Zoom presentation. I need people to register if they'd like to participate. So again, that's next Thursday, January 28th. Register online at www.riley.ksu.edu.
Okay. Good to know. And then
I have to register because I need to send you the link.
That makes sense. Yeah. So it is free though, right?
It is free. There is no charge.
Okay. And then kind of piggybacking off that, you have another four-part series called Knowledge at Noon that has already been kicked off.
Yeah, we started our, I call it a Knowledge at Noon series. We did these several years ago, live in-person presentations at noontime, start them at noon, be done so you can get back to work by 1 o'clock. And I had this series titled, You Inherited the Farm, Now What? And decided to try that as a Knowledge at Noon series, and actually has gone pretty well. We started that thing a couple of weeks ago. The first topic was really just an introduction to farm ownership. So you inherited the farm, what are you going to do with it? And we talked about, you know, the possibilities. Are you going to sell it? Are you going to keep it and farm it? And, you know, keep it and farm it is, if you're not already farming, is maybe not a real good option because of the capital involved in purchasing equipment. You know, you have the option of having someone custom farm that, or you have the option of renting it to someone. You know, you got all those options. We discussed many of those, and really some of what we discussed in that conversation is, well, you inherited it, you probably inherited it with other heirs. So do you really want to own that with family members? And of course, I have an opinion on that. You know that I do, or I wouldn't have put that topic on there. You know, I find that as it gets to be the next generation, it just gets to be harder and harder to have co-ownership on a piece of property. And so I just encourage people to look at that strongly before they make that decision. And I'll be faced with that. We expect that to come, I don't know. You know, my mom says 5 years. I say within the next 10 years, you know, my brothers and I are probably going to have to deal with what do we do with a farm that we inherit? And I don't know. You know, I'm the farmer in the group. My dad was very, very upfront about it. He says, you boys aren't going to keep this. He said, you don't have any ties here. He said, you just do what you need to do. You know, and so we'll see how it all plays out. I think the oldest brother will be the one that has maybe the most emotional ties to it. I own some other farm ground near it. And so, but I don't think any of us will be able to afford to buy the whole thing. And so, you know, it's the same decisions that everybody else has to face when they inherit a farm. You know, that's going to happen. We've talked about it a little bit, but we'll get to deal with it too. So that was our first session.
And it's always good to have a plan in place, honestly.
Well, it's good to have a plan in place. It's, you know, what's really important is the communication, and that you talk about it and kind of know what everybody else is thinking. There's a real temptation, and I see this, and I could be guilty of the guy who knows the farm to think that they should make all the decisions, and maybe that they don't need to tell the other brothers what's going on. You know, and I don't really think that way. I think I need to tell them, but I don't necessarily sit down and put things in writing and make sure that they know. And I know that I need to do a better job of that. And I'm actually managing the farm is the reason I'm saying that. So Dad died a few years ago, and his thought at the time was, well, Greg, you can just rent the farm and go ahead and have it custom farmed like he'd been doing. Well, I wasn't sure, actually, two things. I wasn't sure I could make any money on it, but I didn't really think that it was going to take me that much time. And so I just chose to go ahead and manage the farm. You know, it really not getting paid to do that, but, you know, the other brothers don't get paid for anything else they do out there either. And it doesn't take that much time. But yet I need to be sure and communicate with them and let them know what's going on. And we have made money, by the way. It's we've had good crops. And of course, this year we have good prices to go along with a good crop. And so this has been a fairly good year on that farm. Well, that was the first session. Second one then was assuming that you kept that farm. We talked about Kansas lease law and common leasing arrangements. And so that program, I actually remembered to hit the record button, and I have that one recorded. I've had people sign up really throughout this program. The numbers have grown each week. I guess we have a little bit of power of word of mouth advertising. You know, they say, hey, I heard about this. I know it's late. Can I still sign up? And so I have that one recorded. I have the PowerPoint presentations from all of them that I've sent to a few people if they want to try and get caught up. And I've also said, you know, if you've got family members that are in this situation, you know, this Zoom deal isn't so bad. You know, if you're in Kansas City and somebody else is in Topeka and got somebody here in Manhattan, you know, we can just all get together and we can talk about this and we can spend an hour or whatever you need and discuss many of the options. And probably most of what I'm doing is just facilitating conversation. Although, you know, there's questions, especially, you know, the lease law. There are some things you need to know. You know, if you don't have a written lease, you need to know what Kansas lease law is in order to function and in order to decide, you know, if you're going to change your lease, you need to know when to do that. If you're going to terminate it, you need to know when and how. And so we talk about all of those things. Coming up then next week, and again, people, if they're still interested in signing up for this program, they're welcome to do that. And again, that's at our Riley County Extension website at www.riley.ksu.edu. So next week, we'll talk about Kansas fence law. That it'll be a little shorter presentation. This last one went about an hour, which was more than I wanted it to. I was hoping that, you know, we start at noon, we're done by 12:45. You got 15 minutes to wind down and get back to work. This next one will be 35 minutes, I would guess, Kansas fence law. And then on February 2, we'll wrap up with soil fertility basics. And again, I put that topic on because that's many of the conversations that I have with landowners. It's like, I got this bill. What's this all about? And so we'll talk about soil fertility, and then we'll talk about fertilizers and crop nutrient needs. And so, you know, in many cases, these are crop share leases, and the landowner is getting 40% of the crop and paying for 40% of fertilizer and herbicide. And so that's why I think landowner needs to be informed. They need to understand what they're doing rather than just getting a bill and saying, well, I don't know what it is, but I'm going to pay it. And so those are the topics on that series. Again, going on now, those are Tuesday noon presentations via Zoom. If anybody else is interested in participating, be glad to have them.
I think they're all great topics, you know, and very, very good. As far as oral leases go, I'm never a real fan of that. I like my stuff in writing.
And you know, the county agent has been preaching for years that this needs to be in writing. And that is what we encourage. But if it's not in writing, then there's oral lease law, in Kansas that tells you what the terms are. And basically what the term is, it's a March 1 to March 1 lease if it's not in writing, and it can't be for more than 1 year. So if it's not in writing, the lease term is 1 year. And so some people will say, hey, I got a verbal lease for, and well, no, you don't. I mean, that's not enforceable if it's not in writing. So 1 year is all it is.
All right.
Important thing that one topic I think we need to cover, though, is termination of a lease or renewal of a lease. So those do go March 1 to March 1. If you have a lease, whether it be a pasture lease or a crop ground lease, and you want to change the terms on that, you need to do that at least 30 days prior to March 1, and which is the termination date. So the termination requirements, you know, there's three things. Notice has to be given at least 30 days prior to March 1. Notice has to state the termination date as March 1, and the notice has to be in writing. And so write a letter, mail it so it arrives by January 30th, send it by registered mail so you get a signature on that, and be sure and state the termination date as March 1. You know, it doesn't matter whether there's a growing crop on there, you still state the termination date as March 1.
Okay, all good to know. And of course, February being the shorter month, you got to do it a little bit earlier.
Yeah, you have to remember that February 1 is not 30 days prior to March 1. That's the deal.
All right. Anything else, Greg?
You know, that really is kind of the stuff that I wanted to hit today. You know, unless you've got something you want to chat about, you know, I'm here for whatever.
All right. Well, maybe just talk real quick on the RCLA spring meeting. That's coming up in March.
Yeah, that is the one that right now that I still have is a live in-person meeting. You know, we actually bypassed our annual meeting, which is usually the end of January, and said that's probably too big a group yet this year. So we have a spring meeting set for March 31st at the Fairview Church Fellowship Hall. We have A.J. Tarpoff, K-State's beef veterinarian, as the speaker. And A.J. always does a good job and draws a good crowd. And the topic's going to be pasture lameness. Not everything is foot rot. So I think that one's still on the books. I think we're going to pull that one off. I would guess we will still be with masks, and we'll do our best to spread out. But I think we'll get that one pulled off in late March. So March 31st, our Livestock Association spring meeting.
Okay, sounds good. Well, Greg, it's always a pleasure to have you on, and we'll talk again next time.
Thank you very much.
Greg McClure again, Riley County Extension Ag Agent here with K-State Research and Extension. Back with more in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.